So you just mentioned something about anti-conversion legislation. We've covered that in it's like eight states that have laws on the books. But now you're talking about another anti-conversion law that is coming to your attention in a larger scope.
There are reports out of India, and some of our Voice of the Martyrs contacts have confirmed that these are true, that Prime Minister Modi and his party are preparing legislation that would put in place a national anti-conversion law. So not just one of the states or two of the states, but this would be the entire country of India would be covered by this anti-conversion legislation.
Now, India has said in the past, in debunking the whole issue of the accusations of human rights and religious rights violations, that they're a country with freedom of religion. How do they reconcile an anti-conversion law, a national anti-conversion law, and freedom of religion?
One of my coworkers, when we talked about this, as well as some other recent developments in India, said Prime Minister Modi is keeping his campaign promises. This is a guy who ran as a Hindu nationalist. His party, his government, wants India to be a 100% Hindu country. Since he was reelected earlier this year, we have seen Kashmir be stripped of its special status. It was a state with a Muslim majority. It's now been stripped of that special status. The government has said, no, we're not going to make allowances for your Islamic heritage or your Islamic identity. We have seen the citizenship of Bangladeshi immigrants from the last 50 years challenged, again, primarily Muslims. And so he's kind of checked off those two off of his campaign promise list. If this national anti-conversion legislation moves forward, that will be a third example of him keeping his campaign promises, doing exactly what his party has promised to do. This time it will affect Christians very, very directly.
So we're in the stage of what it just is being considered. Has it been proposed?
Nobody has seen the actual language of the law yet. We understand it is being prepared to be presented to Congress. But again, nobody's seen it yet. So at this point, it's reports that they're working on it behind the scenes. It will be interesting to see when this is brought forward, and I think it will be, how the other parties respond. And again, going back to what you said, India is a land that has bragged about religious freedom and religious diversity. And we have Muslims and we have Hindus and we have Christians, and they're all Indian citizens. They're all allowed to be here. That's not the position of Modi and his party. And so when this legislation comes, people will look very closely at exactly what it says.
So I guess the other question is, with the knowledge that this is a not an if but a when, ministries are trying to get in front of it by preparing the national leadership?
You know, I think there is a sense of preparation, not only, okay, how do we respond to this legislatively? How do we stand up for our rights? How do we challenge this, what is really clearly unconstitutional legislation? But I think there's also a sense of preparation of how do we get ready, because persecution is coming. We've seen an increase in persecution under Modi's government. This says there's more coming, and probably it's going to get worse. And so I think there's a sense of spiritual preparation and just sort of undergirding themselves to say, hey, there could be very hard days ahead for us as Christians in India.
So how do we respond, those of us that do not live in India, to this story? How can we be praying?
I think there's a couple ways we can respond. Our government, the U.S. government, our government, where if we live in Canada or wherever, should challenge this legislation. They should challenge the Indian government, say, no, live up to your constitution, protect religious minorities. And so there's a way we can have a voice as voters, as people who care. Our elected officials tend to care about what we care about. And so we need to make sure they know this is something we care about. We care about religious freedom. We care about Christians in India. The second thing, and more important thing, is we need to pray. We need to pray for the church in India. We need to pray for government leaders, that they will see the light and protect religious minorities. But most importantly, I think, is to pray for our brothers and sisters there. They could have very hard days coming